I have a question.
Okay.
You said you wouldn't set limits to other people's thoughts or emotions or relationships. Are there any guardrails? Are any things we should set as outer boundaries before we get to our limits in terms of what?
Outer boundaries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't get the first part of your question.
Yeah, I think what I heard you say was that you wouldn't set limits for other people.
No, I'm not setting limits for other people.
Yeah.
I'm setting limits for myself concerning what other people is telling me. Okay?
Well, as young people, we have questions about what our limits should be.
Yeah.
Can you give us any helpful guidance on what our limits should be?
In this area, the thoughts? Okay.
Thoughts or emotions?
I will not accept everything as for granted. You know, sometimes I feel like this young man is from my age, so what he said is right. Okay, this is not logical. Because what is suitable for one is not suitable for other. And not necessarily that what all people do is the right thing for me. Many people choose the wrong choice. Okay? So I have to consider and test this thought. When other people tell me something, just try that. Don't try because one of your friends said that. You are responsible to accept this challenge. You are responsible to ask yourself whether this will harm me or will be okay. Is it suitable for me or not? Is it biblical or not? What should I pay in return if I do this choice? So setting limits in the thoughts means that I will not accept everything it should be so. Okay? Because one of the things, one will say something and the other will say the opposite thing. Which one of this I have to take? Maybe a third way. So I have to think to set my limits. I will never do that. Not because all the people do that, I will do that. I will never do something against the Bible. I will not do something that looks like anyone who has no relationship with the Lord. Okay? So I can set limits for myself from what's logical, what's safe, what's biblical, what leads me to deeper relationship with the Lord. At least these four guidelines should give me an idea about how to set limits to myself. Okay.
This may sound like a weird question, but is there a limit to the amount of limits we should set?
Limit to what?
The amount of limits we should set. Or
no, I didn't get your question.
Is there a boundary to where how many limits we can set before it starts to become, we start to lose freedom instead of help us have more freedom?
I'm not asking you to lose your freedom, by the way. We proved in our talk that sometimes or in many cases, limits make me more free.
In many cases, but are there some cases where a certain limit?
Let the Bible be your reference. Let your previous experience be reference. Let your logical thinking be a reference. You are not asked to be tightening yourself. Okay, you are asked to be in the safe place. Ask yourself always, am I in the safe place to take decisions or not? Okay?
Can you say the four things again? Safe?
This one, or which are? Safe, logical, biblical, bring me near to the Lord or to a deeper relationship with Him.
Yes. What's wrong if I show emotions, then I realize that's strong, so I take it back?
If you show emotion to whom?
To anyone.
To anyone.
Then I felt like it's... I want to take it back, so I take it back.
Well, the problem is in the consequences. We are not... We should not be short-sighted. We are not to look in the moment. We have to understand and have to consider what will happen after few months, few years maybe. Okay? Does this relationship will lead us to a blessing, a right place, or in most of the cases it ends with some broken hearts, some waste of time. I lose long time doing this story. Okay? I lose sometimes my peace, my tranquility. I lose sometimes my study. Sometimes I lose many things. So I have to understand, I have to calculate it, what the result would be, what the outcome would be. It's not always just do it. Every action has a reaction. More questions? Well, I invite you now to think about setting your limits. And let me say that you are asked and called to set your personal limits. Because limits, as we discovered today together, is more safe and give me more freedom to do the normal things I have to do and safe from the consequences in the future. So I have to ask myself, do I have something to guard in my thoughts? Do I have to set some limits to my thoughts? Do my thoughts disturb me and lead me to some horrible decisions? Setting limit for thoughts. Then I should ask myself, what about my emotions and relationships? What is the future result? What I expect from this relationship? Okay, and thirdly, we have to ask ourselves, what's our action and behavior limits are? Let's have a few minutes in personal prayer and this, and then we will close with a word of prayer. Think about what you hear today. It's your life, and limits protect your life. Don't let everything pollute your life. At your age, you have the best opportunity to live a wonderful life if you set the right limits to everything you think, you feel, you do.